All right, and we are going to conclude this week with corporate updates with one from Kennerland Minerals. They do trade on the venture of KLD and on the OTCQX with KLDCF. Happy to welcome in Mr. Zach Flood, CEO of the company. Hey, Zach, how you doing?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I'm good. You put out a lengthy release, a full exploration update. If you had any doubts of how big the Kennerland portfolio was, just go read this one because it is in depth there. It's almost like a dear diary. Here's what I'm doing this year.
Lots of exploration.
Let's start things off with Frotet, because you did wrap up that drilling campaign, the winter drilling campaign there not too long ago. And to kind of talk to us about, you know, how long it's going to take to see those results out of that and what's been ongoing ever since.
Yeah. So we completed a 18,500 meter program in the first quarter. I think we'll probably see results coming out maybe end of next month and definitely on beyond that. But yeah, the program there was focused on infill and step outs, trying to tighten up some of the big gaps in the vein model, and hopefully leading towards some sort of resource next year. Again, I can't make any promises because it's sort of out of our hands. It's with Sumitomo making the calls on that, but we're still the operator, so we got a close eye on the project. And it's obviously very material for us. We have a 4% net smelter return royalty on the entire project there, including the Renault cold system. So,
okay, all right. Obviously, that's going to be one to watch very closely. It keeps on producing really nice grades, and once those drill results do come out, I mean, do you still get to publish those drill results? Given the new kind of how that partnership was looking.
Yeah, we do. That was part of our agreement, is data rights and right to publish material information. It's very material for us, again, with having a large royalty interest on the project. So, look forward to putting out more info on that. In the meantime, you know, we're working on that geologic model, tightening that up, as I mentioned, and also planning a moderate summer drill program as well.
Okay. All right. Speaking of Sumitomo, you do have a partnership with them at your O'Sullivan project. There were drill results out where you did identify visible gold in that. I mean, you know, pretty short intervals here. You know, I wouldn't say there was nothing there, but I mean, you know, obviously, Zach, you and I could look at this and be like, yeah, maybe it's not necessarily a dust or anything, but there is some smoke.
Yeah. You know, it's, I would say it's more air on the side of, disappointment. You know, we're looking for a big gold discovery, and we hit a small, you know, skinny vein with a lot of visible gold in it. It was actually quite spectacular. You know, we hit about 30 centimeters at 60 grams per ton, so there is gold in the area, but this is exploration. It was a higher risk target. The rest of the holes hit a big altered system of syenite dikes, which was very similar looking alteration as what we saw at Shibistawan, where we hit a big low grade syenite hosted gold system. But unfortunately, there was just not much anomalous gold. And, you know, we're working with Sumitomo to see what the next steps are there. But that's the nature of the game. You know, our business model is to go out and explore new areas and generate new targets and go out and test them. And you got to test a lot of targets to make real discoveries. So this is just part of the business. And again, this is why we're in the project generation model, is because it's very high exploration is very high risk. It costs a lot of money to go out and test these things. So it's why we structure the deals the way we do. And we've got a lot more in the pipeline and new targets being generated constantly. And, you know, every year new things being tested.
Yeah, you do have a lot in the pipeline. I want to ask you about the Shibistawan project there in Quebec as well. And you had mentioned earlier, and it sounds like things have changed, but you wanted to do a follow-up drill program from last year's, but you thought you could get that going here in the first quarter, but that's being delayed until next year. Can you give us a sense of why that drill program is getting pushed?
Yeah, it was, you know, the approval process was really delayed to the point where we decided with Newmont to just, instead of putting pressure on their end, just to push this decision later on in the year, which would mean we missed that first quarter kind of window for winter drilling, because the target is, you know, under a lake, so you need to drill from the ice there. And we hope to be drilling in the first quarter next year. I mean, we hit 157 meters at 0.4 grams per ton on the maiden drill program in 2023, which was a very small drill program. It was 2,000 meters, seven short holes, kind of a fence across this target area, and we hit a big syenite porphyry, so that was fully mineralized with gold. So I think the project certainly warrants a follow-up program, but again, Newmont was going through a big merger with Newcrest, and this was not their, you know, priority again. So we just decided together to, instead of pushing harder, to just kind of put it on the back burner for now. We got a lot else going on anyways. So
yeah, you do have a lot going on. You know, what are the partnerships? I don't think you and I have spent a ton of time discussing, and that's with Targa. And Targa is a lot of familiar faces, familiar names involved in Targa. And obviously I would say that the two groups here, that's a pretty big powerhouse of explorers, but you have, the EU ISCG, project in Quebec, and also the Opinaka project in Quebec, and maybe spend some time discussing that partnership and kind of how you begin working those two projects.
Yeah, it's a really interesting kind of background to how we ended up, you know, with the target we do now, or we as in Targa. Kennerland holds a 3% net smelter return royalty on the ground, and we have a large equity interest in the company. Originally, we had staked it during the lithium boom based on some public geochem data, lake sediment data, showing enriched lithium and cesium in lake sediments. You know, it was a very conceptual idea. We went out, we staked the ground. There was a lot of demand for lithium projects, and Targa was forming at the time, and they were looking for ideas. And so we ended up vending this project to them on a 100% basis for equity and a royalty, and basically the cash we put into staking back out of the deal as well. And then last year, we did the first pass till sampling program, and it was focused for lithium, but we went up, you know, of course, we're going to assay for gold as well. And when we got the results back, we were pretty stunned. There is a huge golden till anomaly, one of the kind of the biggest and highest tenor golden till anomalies that we've seen on a first pass program. And it caught everyone by surprise, because this terrain, it's a high-grade metamorphic terrain, the Opinaka, not really known for its gold potential. But when you look at the historical exploration in the area and the assessment data, there's been virtually no work done in this high-grade metamorphic terrain. It's one of these things, just like, you know, the dogmas in the industry is that high-grade metamorphic rocks aren't really prospective for gold. So it's probably why there hasn't been a lot of exploration in the region historically. Obviously things changed, like when they discovered Eleanor, that was a big paradigm shift in terms of exploration thinking in James Bay. So things like this, you know, could happen again. And I think what we're seeing is a large footprint signature, and we're looking now for the potential bedrock source. So we've got a program lined up. We're operating the exploration up there for Targa. It's a large follow-up till sampling program. We're going to kind of broaden the regional survey, and then we're going to go in on a phase two and tighten it up and do a bunch of infill till sampling and prospecting and mapping. Ideally, all of this will lead to a drill target, but it's really, really exciting. I would advise everyone to pay attention to Targa exploration.
Yeah. Okay. You know, we can go through each one of these projects and with the fine tooth combs act, and maybe we'll leave that to the listener. They can go find the news release, but I thought we may transition the discussion more or less. You got four, like these are 14 projects, more than a dozen projects in the portfolio. It takes a team. Right. Yeah. And I know you'd, knowing you, I think you would rather be out in the field kicking rocks over than being in the office there in Vancouver most days. But tell me about, you know, the size of Kenderland, the staff, the team, and really, do you need to go out and grow, or where do you find people to get all these projects moving forward, you know, simultaneously?
Well, internally, we have a large technical and operations team. Again, there's about half of it's focused on the just pure technical aspects, data analysis, targeting and program design. And then the other half is focused on the actual execution of exploration. So we got exploration managers and a sustainable development manager on that side. But the team itself is about nine people, including our data scientist as well. So it's really well-rounded, multidisciplinary, both on the technical and the operations side. And, you know, below that, we do subcontract out a lot of the till sampling and all that. We've got, you know, three crews this summer, full time, bouncing around from Quebec to Ontario to Manitoba, BC, up in Alaska as well. There's going to be a huge, huge crew of till samplers screening a lot of ground this summer. We've got about 400,000 hectares that we're going to be working in Ontario. Some of those are brand new projects that we're sampling for the first time, doing big regional property-wide till geochem surveys. Some of that's follow-up work, like at South Uchi, where we're getting a little more granular because we're into a target area with a lot of gold anomalism in the till there. You know, so yeah, it does take a big team and a lot of effort to make it happen. And if you're trying to do exploration at this scale, you certainly need to have that. You know, at this year, we're spending around $25 million across all the projects. Last year, I think it was around $30 million. The year before, it was close to $30 million as well. So we've maintained a really high level of exploration spend, and about 80% of that's always coming from third parties. And a lot of it's advancing grassroots projects. And that pipeline is starting to mature, where we're seeing new targets start to develop, like the one, you know, on the Opinaka with Targa's ground, some on our 100% owned property, like South Uchi. You know, there's indications that there's gold systems out there in areas that haven't been drilled or explored. And I can say pretty confidently that we're likely to find some new systems out there, and that's really exciting. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. You did mention that news release. There's $24 million of expenditures you're anticipating in 2024. $19 million of that will be financed by your partners. So you're on the hook for not a whole lot compared to what's about to be spent, and you're sitting about $23.5 million in working capital. So the bank account looks awfully good, Zach Flood. Nice job.
Yeah, it's good, you know. And also with the big team, people always question, well, it must cost a lot in terms of G&A. That's true, but also due to the fact that we're operating a lot of this exploration for third parties, earning management fees and whatnot, we're bringing in about $3.5 million in cash inflow, which really helps offset our G&A. And that ultimately ends up being, you know, creating a really efficient exploration business. All the money that we're, you know, have raised is going into the ground, basically, as opposed to towards G&A.
All right, Zach, let's leave it at that. More to come. It's going to be a busy year for Kenderland, and we're going to be here along the way providing the commentary and insights straight from the company. Kenderland Minerals trades on the Venture with KLD and on the OTCQX with KLDCF. Zach, have a wonderful evening.
You as well. Thanks, Trevor.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.